Ooh, love that music. Love that music. Welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and National Deaf History Month. Make sure you inform yourself about these two very, very important topics and help prevent sexual assault and also reach out to those who are our heroes in the deaf and hard of hearing community. Today is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. Our host is the Honorable, the Governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly, who is the subject matter today. And also, I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. And our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. Today, we have some really, really special panelists. And I'm aware of both of them. Both of them are just phenomenal icons already in our community. And Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle is the NNPA esteemed Chicago and Gary Crusader Newspaper Group publisher and editor. So not, one job is not enough being a publisher. You have to be an editor, too. So very, very involved with our community for many, many years. And we have Eric Johnson, who is the Chicago Crusader Newspaper Group's staff writer. And, of course, these are, publications that we have to take to heart. This is our newspaper, and these are our heroes. So our discussion today is the Chicago Crusaders Friday's edition about naming an honorary street for Cliff Kelly. I've read that article, and I was brought to tears by the things that you were pointing out in this article. So, Dorothy, why don't you lead us in and tell us more about what's going on with this issue?
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to have an opportunity to talk about a great man in our midst. And that I was, frankly, I guess, during this pandemic and years following up, I must have fallen asleep. That here we have an opportunity to honor someone while they can hear the honor and enjoy the honor, and now they have to be dead. Well, I have a problem with that. I looked at the headline when Eric submitted the story, and I said, wow, that's quite a headline. But more than just a headline, Cliff Kelly has just meant so much to our community. And for it's too many signs for whom? It's too many for Alderman Bill and the rest of the black aldermen that voted to say that you had to be dead to have a street named after you. I just question that. And it's more than some of the honorees. Maybe they are not, I would think, maybe not as deserving as Cliff Kelly. Because Cliff, if it were not for Cliff, so many issues in our community we just would not even know about. I don't mind telling you from time to time, I've had to call Cliff and say, Cliff, what about this issue? What do you think about it? I value his knowledge and his commitment to this community. And so I know that if it's an issue out there that is going to adversely affect us, he's going to talk about it. And he's going to be on the right side. He's going to have the facts. And that just alone is just so valuable to all of us. And all of a sudden they want to make a change. Just recently Herman Roberts died. Thank goodness he got an opportunity to be at the street naming. At that same time, the owners and founders of the Crusader newspaper, Baum L. Lavelle Jr. and Joseph Jefferson, it was a double street naming that they did. Thank goodness. Now, Mr. Lavelle and Mr. Jefferson had passed on. But Herman Roberts was here, and we honored the many accomplishments that he had achieved. Now, I don't want to take up all of the time, but I can just tell you, a person such as Cliff Kelly. By the way, hi, Cliff.
Yes, listen.
I think you might hear me, and I'll just tell everybody right now, you didn't pay me to say this. But I can't think of anybody more deserving than Cliff Kelly. And, of course, when we had this pandemic, they say it's too many. How many heroes have we already lost in a year's time? Now, you know, and they'll be all dead. They died. And so I think that we need to rethink this. I think people who are deserving, whether they are dead or alive, ought to be honored when they can hear and get the appreciation of the community that they have so greatly enriched.
You know, Dorothy, I wanted to make 2 points on some things that you said, I think, which are critical. And one is that he has interviewed with mayors, governors, and celebrities, you know, roster of black leaders, and many of them are in office for the very reason that he interviewed them and gave them the support and the airtime, you know, for their campaigns. And then the second thing is that he was in the military. So in the military, they usually, you know, pin medals on your uniform before you're dead.
And he's carrying on a very needed informational program with the heroes that he spotlight every weekend. Of course, we carry it in our newspaper. We thought it was important when we were broached about supporting this program. I said absolutely, because we don't have enough space in our paper to carry everything. But who else beside America's heroes is really out there on Front Street to honor those people who have served in the services? They are still living in our midst, and often they are not receiving the accolades or the services that they need.
That's right.
So this program that you're putting on is just so important. And Cliff has always been on the side of right, I tell you, and I appreciate him so much.
Yes. And, you know, Eric, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, in the newspaper article, there's so much history in here and so much detail. I think this was a phenomenal investigative report looking into the issues surrounding this. So, you know, tell us more about some of the things that that were found.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, and thank you for putting me with an icon, Dorothy Lavelle, my publisher. I really appreciate it. This is one of those stories that it's a sad story, unfortunately, because just another opportunity, you know, that was missed. And I just think this is so important, especially for the black press, that we must really be watchdogs, you know, and really must hold all of our officials accountable. But at the same time, we must really stick to black history. And Ms. Lavelle knows I love history, because black issues are black history. And I just think that, you know, when this ordinance, when this amended ordinance was passed, there was no vision. It's obvious that we have so many living legends that are who are still alive, including my publisher. And it's like, you know, what will happen, not honoring them, you know, with the street sign. And there is no room, obviously. I mean, many of the people who are still living, like Timmuel Black, you know, and Chaka Khan, I mean, there's no, you can't put up statues everywhere. So that's why these honorary street signs are so important. But it's our history. It's our history that we must continue to advocate for, to continue having a vision for. Where do we go from here is the question. And the question is like, should we repeal it? And obviously the answer is yes. But the question is, will they take that step to do so? I was so heartbroken when I saw that Alex Dana from Rosebud's Restaurant, who discriminated against so many blacks, and we ran the story, hundreds of blacks, and the EEOC sued them, and they were forced to pay a $2 million settlement as part of their agreement. But at the same time, when I did this story, I went to his main flagship restaurant on Taylor Street in Italy, which is Jason Irvin's ward, 21st ward. And he had a street sign. He had an honorary street sign. And that was in June 2017. So this was like 4 months after the amended ordinance was passed and it was taken down. And so last year, when we followed up with another story, that this same man got between $2 and $5 million in PPP loans, you know, I wondered whether or not that honorary sign was back up, and sure enough, it was.
Obviously there was some
deviation from the amended ordinance. You know, someone's not going by it, but here we have someone, a very distinguished man who's given so much to the community, who has kept Black Chicago talking for decades and has made significant contributions, you know, to this city. And he cannot even afford to be given the honor while he's still alive.
That's just tragic, you know. And, you know, Dorothy, you know, this, you know, you were saying things about him that I know people hold dear to their heart. And we're in a time period where we're talking about, you know, our votes, voting rights being taken away in 43 states, and we need to speak up. So, you know, what should people do? We need to speak up and vote with our voices, right? And our
absolutely
to our elected officials about this issue.
Absolutely, and I mean, what I'm really wondering, what are some of our officials drinking in their water? They must have something strange in it, because just the week before last, I guess it was, there was a move not to name any more housing houses or apartments or whatever in honor of those people who have really made supreme sacrifices, like Emmett Till and so many others that Eric certainly has written about in our paper, and we keep those stories alive. And they had to rescind it. So I'm just wondering, what is this? We don't have the resources, we don't have the wherewithal to have many of the statues. Like you say, I have contributed to one for Ida B. Wells, but it's not up yet. She was a famous Black editor and publisher. I mean, really, really, really fantastic woman. And the statue's not up yet. There are other statues that have been proposed. They're not up yet.
Yeah.
And then those that have, we do have, often they are downplayed. I can remember Mr. Griffin at the funeral home. He was just, you know, he was just on the case about the statue in the middle of our street on King Drive around 35th Street.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so many people have made tremendous contributions, and Cliff Kelly is among the top of those people. And for them to say that they're not going to put one up because he's not dead, well, I'm glad about that, you know, that he's not dead, because he has so much more to contribute. But look at the number of things that he's already done. And I think that the community needs to rise up. There's got to be some place somewhere for exceptions, and there's always an exception to a rule. We know that.
Yes.
And we think that certainly Cliff is more than deserving. You know,
that's right.
Thank goodness for Cliff Kelly for so many issues being put under a spotlight, and for us to understand how they are. He's a learned man, he's an educated man, and he knows how the system works. We just don't know sometimes how valuable somebody is among our midst, and that really puts Cliff Kelly in that spotlight.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You know, as you were saying that, I was just thinking how we you know, we're at a point in time where, you know, you're talking about putting up statues to honor people. And we have some statues around here that should be taken down. So they should be spending their time on taking those statues down of the Civil War, you know, Confederate leaders and that kind of thing, and stop messing with the ones going up that are honoring people who are honorably served this country, like Cliff.
Absolutely, and you know what really gets me? At least the Major League Baseball team of realizing the kinds of things that are going on down in Georgia, where they're putting up barriers so people cannot vote. Voter suppression in its greatest form. And they decided that they're not going to support that anymore. So what's wrong with our Black community? First of all, this ordinance, this amendment, was sponsored by one of our great black alderman, and I don't think he really thought it through. I think he may have been working on emotion, saying that it's just too many of them. And so what do we do? I can't even imagine what budget item putting up these signs really are, and the maintenance of them. It couldn't be that much money, and it's certainly not worth not honoring the people who have made our society so much better.
Yes,
and
yes.
So we're grateful that, and I'm part of the group, that we want to have that sign put up, and we're going to do everything at the Crusader we can to make sure that people are aware of it and that they are, will, if we have to do a petition sign or whatever, get petition signed or whatever to get this to happen, we should do it. But more than anything, they need to rethink it. Maybe it maybe it's a limit per year or whatever that could be done. But let's be honest. If we don't honor our own, who will?
That's right. Nobody. So, yeah.
Who will do it? And I'm telling you, in this day and age, I'm alarmed at some of the things that are happening, even in our own black organizations of voter suppression. It's amazing that so many of them want to make everything an elitist situation. And people everywhere have ideas and want to contribute. And this kind of thing just discourages people from really being a part of making things better in our communities. And voter suppression is just one of those things that Cliff Kelly has fought for.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how long, Cliff. We don't tell our age these days, but we know that you have decades of fighting for the right of people to vote.
Yes.
And to participate in the community, and you have actively participated. We're not talking about somebody that's standing on the sidelines and just talk about it. Yes. He has actively participated in making our neighborhoods better and our city better. And I just think that our black aldermen need to rethink this ordinance. And maybe they may need to make some adjustments. I'm not going to say they don't. But I know one thing. This is not an acceptable exception to honoring someone who's given so much.
Yeah, and he was always a critical ingredient in the civil rights movement, right? So he has always been there, not just for, you know, racial and ethnic equity and rights, but also for LGBTQ plus rights. I mean, you named the thing. He was actually at his heart.
Was not a comfortable seat to be sitting in a few years ago.
Yes.
You know, now it, you know, it has a different look and the whole bit, but Cliff was back in the day. I mean, he's been for equal rights for everyone. And, of course, the LGBTQ community is just one of the places where he has had an opinion and made a difference.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing one of his stories, but I remember he always tells a story about, you know, one of the military veterans that he supported in the past. But this guy was highly decorated, and the guy came back, and he said they discharged him from the military for being gay. And he said, you know, I went overseas and I killed, so many different people because of the war. And they gave me all these medals. But I kissed one man and they discharged me, you know.
Wow.
So it was a really powerful story that he tells. And
sure.
You know, so, Eric, you know, you really, you know, have outlined a lot about a lot of these legislators. What do you think we should be doing with our elected officials that we put in office, that we pay the taxes for, to pay their salaries? And they are our workers, right? They are people that we're putting in office to say, get a job done. And if they're doing the wrong job, what should we be doing?
I think this is what we should be doing. Once again, it just renews the significance of just getting involved, going to City Hall meetings, looking at the legislative agenda, you know, at City Hall. It's online. Resident can view it, can view the agenda items, can view who sponsored the bill, who sponsored these proposals, and you write to your aldermen, you speak to them. You know, you go to these city hall meetings. You call the Crusader. You give the Crusader the storage idea. We'll pursue it. We will publish it. You know, we will hold those who need to be held accountable. You know, and I just think this is just another example how community activism and politics is just so sorely needed. I mean, this happened 4 years ago. And, you know, obviously things weren't really thought out before, you know, this was sponsored. I mean, think about it. We get so many emails at the Crusader from aldermen, from legislators, but it's what they want us to print. And we will do that. But it's what they don't want us to print. We got to look out for, you know. Yeah. We never get emails like this, you know, hey, by the way, we're going to amend this ordinance that we can, you have to be dead before. We never get emails like this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we have to stay on top of this. That's why we have to bring these issues to light, because otherwise they won't be dealt with. And those who are held accountable will just, you know, escape, you know, we'll just really operate with impunity. So
yes.
I just think this is just another example of how urgent it is for us to remain active, to stay woke, to be watchdog.
Yeah. And one of the ways we can stay awoke and stay active is by buying the Crusader magazine, you know, the newspaper, because I get that all the time. And it's filled with information that we need to know as a community for people to understand what our plight is. So I'm really I want to say we honor you, Dorothy Lavelle, and Eric Johnson. You just keep writing and keep doing the things you're doing.
Thank you.
But we need all to be involved in this. And one of the our executive producer, Glenda Smith, she made a comment. We need to honor him today, right now. Why wait for him to die to honor him with a street sign? That makes no sense. And I think that really brings into focus exactly what needs to happen. We don't pin medals on dead soldiers. We do them while they're still alive. And so we need to honor Cliff Kelly, who has been an icon for decades. And we have
a great soldier.
Yes, he was. Yes.
A great soldier with the,
defended
without
this
any
country.
Designation of the it is not the Army, it is not the Navy, is none of those, Air Force or the Marines, but he has certainly combined all of those institutions that fight for his people.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I'm going to stop at this and just say that keep reading the Crusader. We are doing a number of things. We are trying to update our digital presence. And we are also updating our print. We're not going anywhere. People want us to stay. And as long as I'm around, as long as I'm around, and I'm trying to make sure that those who know me and love me will continue to carry on the tradition of the Crusader when I'm no longer able to do it. But I'm not going anywhere soon.
No.
I just got to get out there and write some of those books. So maybe I won't talk so long.
Oh, we need it.
Well, Mrs. Lavelle, not only does Cliff deserve a street naming, but so do you. Seriously.
You know, they tried to name the street for me, and I said no. When Mr. Lavelle was died, his children didn't even know him. They were like 2 and almost 4.
Oh.
And that I said, I'd like to leave something for them to come down and be proud of and when they come down clean dry, and say it for him. But I declined the offer simply because deference to those two really outstanding black men, Bob Lavelle and Joseph Jefferson.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me add this, is that while all those existing honorary signs that have been put up before this change in the ordinance, they are safe for now. But next year, all of them will come down if the alderman in each ward does not renew them, because that's part of the new or amended ordinance. They must renew every 5 years. 2022 will be that deadline. If they don't renew or indicate the Transportation Committee of Public Way, they will remove all of them.
Wow.
So Emmett Till sign will come down, Bob L. Lavelle will come down, Herman Roberts, Robert Sinstack, Sammy Davis Jr., Shaka Khan, all those brown rectangular honorary signs that are so important to educating the future generations of, you know, black Chicagoans, those will no longer be if they are not renewed.
And I love you, Dorothy Lavelle, because my mother's name was Dorothy, too.
Well, guys, we have
that's a gift of God. That's what they say. So I'm trying to live halfway toward that. I appreciate God and having that name. It hasn't been a bad name for me, that's for sure.
Well, we have come to the end of our show. I personally want to thank Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle for the article of Voices. It's in her wonderful newspaper every week. Mm-hmm. I mean, every week. And she has not backed away from one article. Cliff and I met with her several years ago and asked her would she be open to featuring an article about veterans, and she told Cliff, whatever I can do to help you, I'll do it. And she has stood shoulder to shoulder with him. And those articles, some of them are raw and edgy. That information is not cute. And she has not shied away. She has not shied away. So please call 773-752-2500 and request a subscription to the Chicago Crusader so you can read the article about America's Heroes Group that consists of Dr. Arnold, Cliff, myself, our group, every week, entitled Voices, Support the Chicago Crusaders. Mrs. Lavelle, you are a treasure. You are a treasure.
Thank
so
you.
Whatever we can
Thank
do.
You. Who can tell you, Glenda? If it wasn't a good project, who can tell you no? You're wonderful. I appreciate you, and I love you, Cliff.
He loves you too, Ms. Lavelle. Eric, you did a fantastic job. You are so talented. You are so talented. When you were calling, when you call and interview Cliff, and you were conversing back and forth with him, and he was smiling, he told me, he said, he's going to write a good article. He knows you're talented. So thank you, Eric. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you to the technical producer, Art Gazal.
Art?
Yes, and happy Easter to everyone. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. On behalf of Dr. Cliff, Dr. Arnold, myself, Manny, have a blessed weekend.
Yes.